Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
I was waking up this morning thinking we were going to see inches upon inches on the ground. However, there was nothing in the Louisville metro. Apparently, the winter storm that rolled through late last night, it completely bypassed Louisville. Like there was a hole around Louisville where the snow was. A little bit south of us, Lexington got upwards of like 3 inches of snow. We got nothing. So,
yep.
Yeah. So, anyways.
So the kids hoping for a snow day. Sorry.
Yeah. That's not going to happen. However, JCPS still on NTI through tomorrow. As still pretty cold outside, 24, according to Wave News Storm Tracking Team. So
yeah, they're just saying maybe watch for a patchy, you know, dry ice,
yeah,
black ice at places because it would rained and it was so cold.
Yeah, something like that. So if you're waking up hoping that, you know, man, I'm going to see some snow on the ground. No, that ain't the case here this morning. Today, by the way, I don't know if you know this, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Is National DJ Day.
Oh, wow.
You know,
we get a day?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of dumb made-up holidays. Squirrel Appreciation Day is actually tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But National Disc Jockey Day is today, where you're supposed to take time, pause, and appreciate us. You're welcome.
Oh, look at us. Let's give ourselves.
Well, I think it's kind of funny because
to start. Yeah.
like the term disc jockey, like we don't jockey discs. We don't do any of that. We have
but you know what? You know what? Used to. When I started, there were CDs in play. Well, I would call that the disc.
Yeah.
No, jockeyed those.
Yeah, absolutely. That was way more true back then than it is now, where we have digital and computers and things like that. So, this is kind of interesting. There are several surveys about what we do. 95% of radio DJs spend at least an hour prepping for each show. So most of us don't just wing it like it sounds like we do every single day.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Look at that. Look at all the prep. Preparation.
Yeah. DJs asked why they do what they do. Number one answer. Fun, entertaining people was next, followed by emotionally fulfilling. All right.
Emotionally fulfilling.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I guess I could agree with that. It's kind of emotionally fulfilling when, you know, you see the things that, you know, you either talk about or you support within the community, like pay off and affect people.
Yeah, absolutely. We get to help out a lot of causes we otherwise maybe wouldn't be in the position to help out. Also, I have no other discernible life skills.
And that was one of them, too. And then another is, it's one of the sexiest jobs in the world.
Are you kidding?
Not even a joke. According to Tinder, radio personality is one of the most right-swiped jobs you can have.
Stop it. I found it a big deterrent when I was in the dating pool. Like, nobody wanted to date me because I guess they thought I was going to put them on blast.
Yeah, and if you are looking at a radio personality who's single, you've got a shot because 39% have dated a listener before. Is that you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Listener for life.
I'll say that I kind of missed out on a lot of that opportunity because I was either A, dating my wife at the time, or married
You guys hooked pretty up
much
pretty early.
Yeah, I would say 99% of my career. So,
oh wow,
when I first got into radio, I was an intern, and we weren't dating at that point. But like, yeah, it was early on. So I feel like I got shorted when it comes to dating.
That's
listeners.
Unfortunate for you.
I know.
You didn't take advantage of the wonderful, wonderful perks of the industry.
Perks of the industry. Sorry. Just a little self-serving commentary right now that it's
a little pat on the back, little insider look.
Yeah, a little National Disc Jockey Day is today. So however you decide, you celebrating it is just listening to us. Whenever you can. That's appreciation
that is
enough.
That's all the celebration we need.
Yep. It's 99.7 DJX. I don't know if you have ever cut eyes and a mouth in a slice of bologna and slapped it on your face for hydration purposes.
I haven't really considered that as part of my routine.
You mean you haven't slapped meat on your face for that?
I have not slapped meat on my face in the morning. Thank you for asking. No.
Interesting.
Mostly just cleanser.
Oscar Mayer, in a clever little marketing thing, has partnered with a beauty company and is releasing kind of a beauty mask that looks just like that. Like you cut eyes and a mouth in a slice of bologna and slapping it on your face.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean,
do we have before and after pictures?
I don't know. You know, who knows if it actually works? It's not actual baloney. It's just a face mask that kind of looks like it. And
okay, gotcha.
And to be honest, it doesn't even really look like it. It just is the color of an Oscar Mayer baloney slice.
Got it.
You know,
and the internet's dubbed it. Hey, put baloney on your face.
Not just the internet. Oscar Mayer has dubbed it that.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so they're trying to create their own thing here. And
that they could be onto something.
But I guess my question was, I had never heard of the meat face mask before. Is that a thing?
I don't think so. But listen, again, I get sold real easily on before and after pictures. Like, if I can see a big difference, I'm trying it.
Okay.
So if Oscar Mayer wants to, you know, go lunch meat skincare route, then they're going to have to show me that it works.
Again, this isn't meat. It's just they partnered with a beauty company and it's an actual face mask, but it just kind of has the color of meat.
Okay.
So.
Well, if they want to combine their worlds and really just see, maybe the meat does have some skincare properties that everyone's been sleeping on.
Well, I know that, you know, the old thing of put a steak on a bruise, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Isn't that like a, you know, raw meat, raw steak on a bruise? I don't know what that's supposed to do.
Yeah, I've never tried that either.
But you've heard of that, right? I'm not crazy.
I think so.
Yeah, so I was just wanting to ask if you had ever tried meat on your face as a part of your beauty regime.
Thank you for asking, but no.
And apparently not. Okay. Well, we've tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show, so you can at least see what I'm talking about. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar stories always kind of have a moral to them, don't they, Kelly?
Well, yeah. It's a little life lesson hidden in somebody making a bad life choice.
So, Kelly, this music would be from what?
It's the vintage Batman series, is it not?
You are right, yeah. So, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally putting out an APB for a fictional comic book character when you're the highway patrol, you're doing okay.
Oopsies.
Yeah.
Who are we looking for?
The Joker.
Oh.
Yeah. So, this happened in Missouri as people got an alert on their phone from the highway patrol looking for a green and purple 1978 Dodge 3700, the exact car the Joker drove in the first Batman movie. This from St. Louis TV station.
The original alert said, emergency alert, Gotham City Mo, with a description of a purple and green Dodge and the license plate, you kid me. It's the Joker's car in the original 1989 Batman movie. A second alert, 20 minutes later, clarifying that first one was a test.
Yeah, they...
it was a test. Okay. We're just seeing if you guys are paying attention.
Right. So it turns out it was a routine test that they do to make sure that, like, the system works. It's kind of similar to when you hear the tones and things on the radio when it's like, this is a monthly test
is just a test.
Right, exactly. But someone checked the wrong box, and so it went out statewide as opposed to just checking the system internally, right?
That's pretty fantastic, though.
Yeah, so...
of all the fake info to put in there, that's pretty great.
Right, the emergency alert said, Gotham City, MO, purple green, 1978 Dodge 3700 GT... you kid me is the license plate. And so people got that alert and,
There's no Gotham City in Missouri.
No Gotham City in Missouri. So
dang it.
Obviously
there should be
a mistake there. So
did anybody like send out a bat signal to accompany it?
That I was going to say a missed opportunity perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely.
So again, setting the bar, if you can make today without accidentally putting out an all points bulletin APB for a fictional comic book character when you're the highway patrol, you're doing okay.
So what you're telling me is that purple and green 1978 Dodge is still on the lam?
Still on the lam.
All right.
Just keep an eye out.
Keep an eye out.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday in about an hour and 20 minutes. We'll be giving you Hanson tickets as well. And I thought this was appropriate for Throwback Thursday. Can I play for you a little bit of audio?
Of course.
It is. Okay, so do you remember the song from the Black Eyed Peas, My Humps?
Well, of course. It has been a staple on TBT for a long time.
Yeah, I'll give you a reminder if you haven't. What you gonna do with all that junk? Oh, no, hang on. There we go. This one. And it's on. This is making a resurgence on like TikTok right now. What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside your trunk. I'm gonna get you drunk. Get you love drunk off my hump. My hump, my hump.
Got it.
Okay, so yeah. That's the original. I want to play for you this version of that song if it were a Teletubbies song.
Okay.
So this YouTube channel, There I Ruined It, produced this. And this is kind of fantastic.
Teletubbies! What you gonna do with all that junk inside your trunk? I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump. Oh, wow. My hump, my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump.
Something's so wrong about that.
My
hump,
my hump, my lovely little mouth. Spending all your money on me, on me, on me. What you gonna do with
it
all that
like
junk?
It sounds like a fun circus, doesn't it?
Yes.
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump. What you gonna do with all that? Check it out.
I love the sound
that?
Effects. The cheering's fantastic.
Oh, how great is that?
That's awesome.
I thought for Throwback Thursday, that was kind of appropriate. But yeah, you can see it. The video is hysterical.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, I feel like now you got to give a little bit more of that for the 8:30 to 9 crowd. I feel like it's got to show up in the mix a little bit, right?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm my hand, boy. You ain't my man, boy. I'm just trying to dance, boy, and move my hump.
Isn't that great?
That's fantastic. The only thing it's missing?
Fergie.
Yes, yeah. That's what's missing. I think just sprinkle that in there a little bit.
I love it. Now, Kelly, you're saying this is a feel-good, but yet it's another frozen pond, frozen river sort
frozen
of story
lake.
That
yep,
we have
lake
been
story.
Featuring in the Setting the Bar
Yep, first
segment.
Responders in New Jersey rescued a woman who fell through the ice of a frigid lake, but she was in there because she just saved her dogs from falling in.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, so this happened around midday last Thursday. Officers responded to a report that a woman fell through the ice. She'd gone out there to save her two dogs who had fallen in the water, and she was successful in getting them out, but then fell in herself.
Oh, geez.
And was struggling to keep her head above water. She was about 25 yards from the shore, and one of the officers threw a rope, a rescue bag, to her. It landed perfectly in front of her. And it was all caught on the officer's body cam.
Keep reaching.
Hold it.
All right, we got this.
Oh, geez.
Yeah,
that
pretty
is,
incredible.
Yeah.
And the officer said probably a little longer, and she would have gone down and under. I think she had been treading water by like 25 minutes by the time that they got to her.
Oh, and how cold is that?
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it feel good that she got rescued and she was out there only because her dogs were out there. And as any dog parent would know, you go in after your dogs, right?
Yeah.
So another frozen lake story, but this one is not because of stupidity.
Okay, all right.
We'll tweet out the story. You can see that footage at Ben and Kelly Show.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
A decision that she made regarding a snow event in the city and her job could cost her a promotion in the future. And
she's just wanting to know what we think.
Yeah, and so that's...
I hope we have the authority to think about this one.
Well, we can think and say whatever we want. It doesn't affect us, but that's what group therapy is all about. You know, you message us, and we toss it out to our listeners, and then we have unbiased opinions on what and how you should proceed. So that's coming up here in about 10, 12 minutes on DJX. Before that, though, I got to play for you some audio of this wild news report. So you know how, like, reporters are out on the street, right?
Sure. Yeah, they're doing live hits.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some man, something you just said there is going to be key in what you're going to hear on the way next. Okay. I mean, I think everybody would agree that pretty much every job, there's an element of danger. Am I right?
Sure.
Yeah. It's 99.7 DJX, and you've seen those TV reporters kind of go out on the street, do those on-the-street reports, right?
And, sure.
You know, talking to the anchors back in the studio, and, you know, they're usually on the scene on, you know, some newsworthy event that's happening. Well, Tori Yorgi, she's a reporter there in West Virginia, and she was out on the scene for a water main break, right?
Okay.
Now, there's a lot that is going to unravel here in the first 10 seconds of this. You're going to hear Tim. Tim is the anchor, and he's getting ready to throw it to Tori, right? It's a split screen. So you see him in the, the news studio on the left, and then you see Tori. She's on the scene in front of, like, it looks like flashing lights. Maybe it's the water company out there, you know, directing traffic around the water main break, right?
Sure, but pretty, you know, routine story as far as that goes.
Yep. Then something happens.
Tori, they're not seeing any flakes, but wet roads. And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
Oh my God. I got hit by a car.
Yeah. Did you hear what she said?
What happened?
Literally a car. You see a headlight. A car comes by, not very fast, probably about, you know, like 10, 15 miles an hour because it's trying to go around the water main break, but literally hits her. Hits.
Oh my gosh, she got hit by a car on live TV.
Live TV, listen to this. And it knocks over the camera because she had set up a tripod camera, you know, by herself. There's not a cameraman
with her.
No. It's just her.
Oh, wow.
And so then for the next minute, you kind of hear her talking to the driver. And then Tim's just kind of back at the studio going, huh?
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
Yeah. So she's all like, and then listen to what she says next, and it's absolutely wild.
That's first for you on TV, Tori.
Woo! We're all good. Are you okay? I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
What? Sorry, back to truck up? This is not her first rodeo?
This isn't her first rodeo and getting hit by a car. Tori's a boss. And you hear her kind of talking to the woman. The woman gets down, she's like, oh, my God, are you okay? And she's kind of talking to the woman. Like, the camera's still on the ground, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay. We're all good. This is
Yeah, and so she's trying to, like, right the camera, get it back on its tripod, and
Tim's all like, what about that water main break?
Kelly, you're not lying. Like, he starts breaking it down. Like, Tim, could you ask if she's okay? Could you use a little compassion? Listen to this.
You know what? It's one
sure
woman
you're
band.
Okay, Tori?
We're good, Tim. Ma'am,
you're sure you're
you
okay?
are so sweet, and you are okay.
I am so sorry.
It is all good. You know, oh, Lord.
Yeah, so again, like, she got hit by a car on live
television.
Yeah,
she's trying to gather herself.
Yeah.
This is all still live TV.
Yeah, and she's, like, out of breath because she literally got hit by a car. By the way.
She's got adrenaline pumping. She's trying to assess things, yeah.
Yeah, we've tweeted this video out so you can see it, at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
So you...
You know, it's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
So you were
specifically
bumped in,
to me, Tim.
Were you bumped down low, Tori, or were you hit up high?
And then Tim's trying to break it down, like, hey, where were you hit, Tori?
So, do you have any injuries?
Couldn't really tell from looking.
I don't even. Do you know if I was bumped down low or up high, sir?
I just saw you disappear.
I don't even know. I don't even know, Tim. My whole life just flashed before my eyes.
And she's like, I don't even know, Tim.
She's like, did you hear it? She's like, this is her last week on the job. Like, she's out. She's like, deuces.
Oh my gosh.
I'm done.
Yeah. So anyways, this video is wild, but, Tori Yorgi there in West Virginia, man, I'm trying to think back on my career. Like, has anything wild happened to me while I was on the air? And I think the closest thing I can think was I was doing a segment on the radio on this extreme sports that was at the Freedom Hall like several years ago. And I was on a skateboard ramp And I know you guys know the video of the reporter who's crushing the grapes in the thing, and then she falls over and like gets the wind knocked out of her, and you hear her going,
like, I don't remember that, but I'm
going to
look it up now.
Oh, my gosh. It's like from 10 years ago. I mean, it's famous on YouTube. But
okay.
And so kind of the same thing happened to me. I was doing a radio segment.
Did you try to skateboard?
And I tried to skateboard down a ramp, and I can't skateboard, apparently.
Did you know you couldn't skateboard?
And so, well, I had a skateboard growing up, but apparently it didn't last. And so,
not like riding a bike.
And so I flipped the skateboard and slammed on my side on the ramp, knocked the wind out of me as I'm on the air. So I think that's the closest thing that's ever happened to me. But
Now I have to say it was probably the earthquake. We were on the air. Early in the morning, the earthquake happened.
Yeah, there was.
And I thought, this is how it ends, and I don't even have my makeup on yet.
Yeah, there was an earthquake in southern Illinois, actually, and the tremors were felt all the way here in downtown Louisville, and Kelly and I were on the air as
the building was going to collapse on us. This was how it ends, and I was real upset that I didn't have my makeup on yet.
So, thankfully, this reporter was okay, but yeah.
Yeah, my goodness, that could have been way awful.
Yep. You can see the video. We have it posted for you on Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show. So, listener lives way out in rural area, feels a little uncomfortable driving in inclement weather like snow, but her boss says leaving early could jeopardize her chances at a promotion. That's the gist. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so Kelly, break it down for us.
So she starts off by saying, what's everyone's thoughts on snow days?
Love them.
Not comfortable driving in ice and snow, nor is my sports car.
Okay.
Crying laughing. Told my manager 2 days prior to the day of the snow and ice that I wasn't comfortable driving in that type of weather. And if it got bad, I was going to be clocking out early and leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I also reminded my boss the next day and the morning of the snow. The boss apparently thought I was not serious because when my husband texted me that the roads were starting to get bad, I told the boss I'd finished my work for the day and I was leaving. I was told that our company said we could leave in a few hours and leave one at a time every hour based on who lives the furthest away. I challenged my boss on that because while one person lives further than me, they have a straight shot. I do not. Mm-hmm. I live outside of the city in a rural area.
Mm-hmm.
To which I was told that if I left before I was allowed to leave, I'd get a point and it would jeopardize my shot to be the office coordinator because I wasn't being a team player.
Okay, I guess I don't know what that means. I guess it's like a strike or something. Yeah, maybe like a strike. Okay, gotcha.
She's like, it's not like I was refusing to work. I felt unsafe driving. I told my boss I'd take a point and I left. I've worked for the same company for over 15 years, been at my current office for 8 years. My boss has been there less than a year. Not that I should get special treatment because of that, but at the end of the day, my company isn't going to waste time replacing me if I die in an accident. I'm pretty frustrated that I feel my boss threatened me with something like that. I could understand if I had an attendance problem or being late problem. I've had neither in all my years. Not sure how to handle this. And with winter kind of, you know, in the thick of it, this could be an issue. By the way, she said my company did shut down 1 hour after I left and remained closed all weekend.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like your boss is trying to, like, do boss things and uphold the policy, the company policy. Is that what it sounds like? I don't know.
I don't know if that's like written out. I don't know of a lot of like snow policies that are written out for companies. You're a boss. I mean, how would you handle this?
Well, here, our industry is way different because we have to be a part of broadcasting is a thing that we got to do, you know? And so when there have been snow events and weather events, you know, we have made provisions and said, hey, all right, make sure that you have a ride to the radio station, or you have a 4x4 truck, or people can pick you up or whatever. But like, we have provisions for getting, you know, personalities to the radio station and home because we kind of gotta be here.
Right.
So now, I don't
there
know.
There was a time way back in the day, I woke up and a plow had created a mountain at the end of my driveway and I couldn't get my car out. So I had to send an SOS and be like, hey, can someone grab a station truck and come get me?
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, I mean, we have kind of our own sort of system, and I think media does in general, but so this is where I'm going to need like other people who
like regular office people.
Yeah, I guess to chime in, or I mean, and I'm thinking, you know, even in the medical community, it's like medical community doesn't shut down. Like yeah. You know, it's like the hospital just doesn't close. So like
well, what, Jessica said that on Facebook. Do? Just depends on what type of job. As a nurse, if I don't go in, then there will be no one to take care of the patients.
Yeah, exactly. So
get you a four-wheel drive or move somewhere that it doesn't snow. But in all seriousness, seems like the snow was getting bad. Sounds like they needed to shut down. Was he that way toward the other employees? Take it to HR.
All right. Well, these are all good points. Let us know what you think. 502-571-99. So when you are thinking about your safety and you're at work and you want to leave early and the boss says, well, you can, but you're going to take a strike if you do. And that could affect a potential promotion for you in the future. Like, how do you approach that? That's kind of group therapy and what we're dealing with right now.
Yeah, Megan texted in. She actually was in this same situation. She said it happened to me 10 years ago. I stayed. I hit black ice and wrecked.
Mm.
So there's always that. Terry said, when you run a business, you depend on your employees. Sounds like she needs to think about a different car if she really needs that job.
Yeah, like I don't know. Part of me is not being very compassionate to her complaint. Like, I feel like if roads get bad, you drive slower, you take pathways that are less treacherous. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. So that's why maybe I'm not a great person to ask about this.
Well, Jennifer said, you know, that boss should be fired for putting policy over safety. HR should be notified that her boss threatened her. She says, I'm a boss too, and I drive a sports car, so I understand.
Yeah. All right.
And I, you know what? I live out in Shelby County now, and there is not really a super direct way to get back to my house. There's a lot of roads that are really dangerous to try to travel out here. So I completely understand where she's coming from now.
Yeah. And that's why one of the things we always say is, hey, give yourself extra time and use.
Yeah, but there is also like there's some hills, and if you get stopped, you can't get going again.
Yeah.
It hurts, and it doesn't take much of an incline.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what are we saying here? Because I don't know if I'm saying what she wants to hear. So let's figure out what she should say.
And I think, unfortunately, I don't know if there is anything she can do if this guy's in charge and that's his policy, unless there is like a bigger HR director that she can go to and say, listen, this is an issue, and just present her case the way she presented it to us and see what they say.
Well, and I would definitely, if she gets denied a promotion because of that strike, then I think then there's some cause for, all right.
Right,
well,
that's the only flaw in her record.
Right, exactly.
It's not because of performance.
Right. Right. Then,
and it sounds like she got everything done, so she didn't leave work undone.
All right. Well, if you... So did we come to a conclusion?
I think we go to HR if there is an HR. But if there's not, if the boss is the HR, then I don't know if there's anything she can do about it.
Okay. All right. Well, if you think we missed the mark, you can always chime in on the thread at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, keep us posted on what happens, and hopefully, you know, you're not denied a promotion in the future, and you're able to figure this all out. So hopefully it helped. That is group therapy on 99.7 DJX. We always try to give you a little knowledge every morning. Every now and then, it's a stupid fact of the day. Not every day, just when it presents itself.
Okay.
All right.
So today we got something that's good enough.
Well, yeah, and safety, Kelly.
Okay,
safety,
gotcha.
For sure.
So this could also be like medical corner, health corner.
Yes. So stupid fact of the day. Although unlikely, it is possible to go blind from farting.
I'm sorry. How is that possible?
Let's let Dr. Anthony Yown, a holistic plastic surgeon from Michigan, explain.
Although this is very unlikely, if the gas you pass is extremely pungent, it could contain large amounts of hydrogen sulfide.
Okay, go on. I don't know what that means so far.
It's really stinky?
Yes, yes. All right.
Okay.
The doc continues. Let him talk.
Studies show that hydrogen sulfide is very effective in reducing blood pressure, and if it reduces blood pressure to the central retinal artery, your silent but deadly toot could theoretically make you go blind.
silent but deadly toot. Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
So be careful if you're making a lot of bubbles in your bathtub.
Okay.
Yeah, he's just saying highly unlikely.
We're not saying it has happened.
No. We're saying it is possible.
If the conditions are favorable.
Yes.
It could happen.
Yes. So, you're
So are there like particular foods that might make them this stinky to where this would be a danger?
Wouldn't that be a personal thing?
Maybe.
I would think that's different for everybody.
Yeah,
so,
everybody's body processes things differently, I guess. Sure.
Yeah. So your stupid fact of the day this morning, even though it's a bit of a stretch, it is possible to go blind from passing gas.
From your silent but deadly toot.
Yep. And there you go. Now you feel a little smarter. On 99.7 DX. Yes. We do feel good stories every single hour throughout the morning, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly, what do you got?
We go to Essex, England, where Barnaby is the star of our story. Barnaby is a cat.
Okay.
It's been missing for 8 months.
Ooh.
And his human, Rachel, was on the phone with a local vet regarding her other cat, Torvi, who had recently had an operation, but then she heard this meowing in the background during the call, recognized it, and she's like, hey, is that Torvi in the background?
Mm-hmm.
The vet said no, it was just a stray brought in by a Good Samaritan.
Okay.
So, gets off the phone. After about 3 hours of it kind of being stuck in her head, she called him back and asked if that meowing stray cat had black fur with a distinctive white blotch on his black foot, just like Barnaby. Couldn't believe it when the vet said, yep.
Oh, wow.
So, she goes to pick up Torvi, asked to see the stray cat, brought in photos of Barnaby. Straight away, picked him up, knew it was him. She was sobbing, absolutely howling with joy in finding her lost cat.
Oh, my gosh.
I just thought this was kind of crazy. Can you decipher between, you got a lot of cats, can you decipher between cats meowing?
Well, I could tell you which one of my four cats is meowing based on, yes, their meow.
Really?
Each one of them have a different meow. And
I just kind of thought they all sounded the same.
Style. So, yeah. Like, yeah, Guinness is a little... like bitchy. Fred.
Wait a
Fred
second.
Fred is
how
my
can meowing be like that. It has tone.
I mean, yeah, sure, it's got tone.
Okay.
Fred is my fat son. He's got a very, very almost effeminate sort of meow, which doesn't
can you try to sit and do it?
I couldn't. But yeah, like a very effeminate meow, which doesn't match his body type, right?
Okay.
Very high and squeaky. And then Little Man is the newest addition. He has a very, like, almost desperate, like, sound. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
So is he like, fighting for food?
Yeah,
like,
kind of. Yeah.
Meow.
Yeah, yeah. Very, almost like a, hey, like, attention-getting sort of meow.
Oh.
So.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so yeah.
Okay, so this is the thing.
It is
this
possible.
Is like legit.
Yeah,
like she
it's possible.
Could tell that sounds like my Barnaby,
mm-hmm.
and she was right, and that makes sense.
Well, look at that.
All right, there you go. We tweeted it. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Minutes away from Throwback Thursday. That is when we throw it back to songs you haven't heard in a while. 6 years is the cutoff, so if we haven't played it in like 6 years, then, or it's 6 years old, then it's fair game, you know?
It's eligible.
Yeah. And you can also win tickets to Hanson. Hanson is coming to Caesars Southern Indiana. Now, we can't play Mbop every single week. So we're just going to tell you.
What are their other songs?
I don't know. But so we're just going. They weren't hits. Sorry, I'm going to offend Hanson fanatics.
Oh, that's
fanatics,
so
but,
mean.
But I'm just saying,
so
we're just going to tell you when to call in, okay?
Oh, okay. So we're not going to guarantee a Hanson hit.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Your requests make up the playlist, so let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
Now, we're going to start with one that's over 20 years old from Jordan. Writes in, says, hey, pimps! Play 7 days, Craig David. Yeah, we got you. You know, again, this was back 2001.
I have the CD. Yes, a CD.
Can't play it anywhere, but you got it. Throwback Thursday. Ah, Craig David there. 99.7 EJX Throwback Thursday.
That is a vibe.
Just remember, you can win tickets to Hanson, all right? We'll tell you when to call in for that on 99.7 EJX. Sam rolls in and says, hey, I'm going wedding dress shopping. Gonna need a theme song. Can we have Thrift Shop by Macklemore?
Oh, God.
You know, hey, you can get just about anything at a thrift shop, you know?
Yeah, you can.
So, wedding dresses, tuxes. I got a suit, a nice linen suit from Goodwill one year.
And
so.
Home decor.
Yeah. So, it's all good. It's all good. So, Throwback Thursday. Macklemore Thrift Shop. Let's do it. Throwback Thursday. Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX, and Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up our playlist. You're not listening for Hanson to win Hanson tickets. You're just listening for us to tell you to call in because they only had one hit and I played it last week.
Listen, I feel like they had more than one. I feel like they did.
I'm angering all the Hanson fans right now. It's all fine.
Oh, man.
All right, Victoria rolls in.
She needs to hear some Pussycat Dolls in honor of Barnaby, the cat, star of our feel-good story.
Oh, all right.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah, we got you. What it do? I mean, after saying something like Hanson only has one hit, I knew I'd hear from our biggest Hanson fan that listens, Chrissy. She tweets, hello, play Where's the Love for Throwback Thursday, LOL, Hanson.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well.
Oh, that's a good one.
And
Bo
I tell you
also says Hanson is still making music.
Yeah, I know, and that's why they're still on tour. So if you want tickets to go, call us now, 502-571-9970. Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX, Amanda.
Yes.
You get to go to Hanson. She said you are Hanson's biggest fan. Is that right?
Yes, since the very beginning.
Oh, wow. Okay. So,
do you have a favorite?
Congratulations. I'm very happy to have met you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Well, congratulations, Amanda. You're going, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Hang on a quick sec. Hang on. And got to get to Crystal. Crystal!
Hello.
You got it. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Yep. Tickets to Hanson. They're going to come to the Caesars Southern Indiana. You got tickets, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And I'm so sorry that you're not Hanson's biggest fan because we already met Amanda.
I can't live up to it.
Okay. All right. Hang on a second. Hang on.
They can share the title.
Can they?
They can.
Is there enough to go around?
I feel like there is.
Is there?
I think there is.
Is there?
I think there is.
Is there? I don't know. All right, it's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Ooh, girl, you're shining. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. This song, I love it how, like, sometimes TikTok and Reels make songs popular again. This was one of them, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, classic was like from several years ago.
It was a bop. And oh, James, it's going to be happy. Wrong NSYNC song, but it's NSYNC.
Oh,
so it
well,
should work.
You know, I can't read too well. It's all good. You might been hurt, babe. Never seen enough for you. You don't want to let this roll a little.
Yeah.
I let Kelly marinate in the Backstreet Boyness.
Oh,
I mean, sorry, the NSYNCness.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. You don't mess that.
No. I saw Lauren from Radcliffe.
Radcliffe.
Yeah, she was like Backstreet Boys, please, and that's what was in my brain. So, like, I don't know which one she like kind of left that up for us, right?
Okay, just close your eyes and then point. Hit a button.
Oh, okay.
Just do it.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Monstrous hit.
I chose a banger. All right. You are my Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Kirsten rolls in. Rihanna, only girl in the world. Man.
I'm so polite.
Like banger after banger.
Yeah.
Like we're just straight dropping bangers on you this morning. Throwback Thursday. It's just a bunch of songs we haven't heard in a while. Played back to back to back to back.
You guys are on point today.
That's right. Your requests make up our playlist. Bo says, LMAO banger also means hot dog. LOL wiener. Does
Get
it really?
Out, really?
Well, yeah. Not really a hot dog. If you're talking about like bangers and mash, like that's more like sausages.
Either way.
That's like a British, Scottish thing, right?
Love it.
Yeah, like banger. Yeah, so straight bangers. Drop it, straight bangers here. on 99.70JX, Beth rolls in and says, hey, Reed just realized it's Throwback Thursday. Hey, welcome to it. He wants Biggie Hypnotize.
Oh, wow. Oh. Good one. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday. 99.7DJX. Man, that is straight OG right there.
Yeah, it is.
Another straight OG. I
wake up in the morning feeling
like how Kesha is not getting money from the app TikTok is beyond me.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I
mean,
that's tragic.
Like, it is. A little bit tragic.
I really should just admit they named it after his home.
I mean, right? All right, it's Throwback Thursday, 99.7DJX. A few more minutes to get some song requests in. Hang on, favorite part. There you go. Hang on, I had to let him bark there, all right? Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. Aaron rolls in. Hey, when I hear banger, I think Miley Cyrus. Anyone else? Bueller? fair enough. All right. You can roll with some Miley. I mean, the word of the day for this Throwback Thursday is banger. That's for sure. None of us straight bangers this morning. Shannon rolls in and tweets, my husband and I working from home today because of COVID. Can you play Tub Thumping for him? Thanks. Tub Thumping. Do you remember who sings that, Kelly?
Chumba Wumba.
There it is.
Yeah, I got it.
The whiskey drinks and the vodka drinks.
All the drinks.
That's right. You just pop back up. Pre-game and keep partying. All right. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7DJX. And there you go. Thank you so much for all the emails, the calls, the texts, the tweets. We do it every Thursday morning from about 8:30 to about 9. And for the next few Thursdays, I think we're going to have some things to give away. So that's pretty cool. So
look at that.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday. We're giving you a little extra added incentive to tune in and join us on that audio journey brought to you by Drake's Come Play. There is a video going around that I just want to play the audio for, okay? Because really, the video is just a Ring camera video. You know what those look like, right, Kelly?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's from, the doorbell.
Yeah, exactly. And so it shows a guy delivering some homemade soup. Now, it's a brother, and he's delivering mom's homemade soup to his sister's house, okay?
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, his sister's sick, has COVID, is inside, et cetera. So, family's helping out. So he goes up, knocks, rings the doorbell a couple times, sets the pot of soup down on her front porch, and then he does something in true brotherly fashion. There he is. Sets it down.
he just
farted right on the soup. He didn't fart on the soup. He just farted above the soup, I'll say. But it was.
Did he do it on purpose or was that an oopsie?
No, it was.
Just happened to hear.
No, that was definite on purpose because he turned around. He stood there on the porch still. Let it.
Okay.
Let it rip.
That's fantastic.
So anyways, funny little video there. We'll tweet
soups
out.
Soups and farts.
Yep, at Ben and Kelly Show. Ben and Kelly, 99.7DJX. Tomorrow, Fitness Fridays. So you can win fitness watches. You could even win a air fryer, which,
Hashtag for the health.
Absolutely for the health. It's fitness. It's not necessarily fitness, but it's
it's healthier.
Yeah,
cooking,
but you're able
right?
to
healthier frying.
Fit more of this in my mouth sort
Listen,
of stuff.
You work out so that you can eat what you want.
Yeah, and this helps you cook healthily. Healthily?
Healthily.
Yeah, I'm professional broadcaster here on National DJ Day. Thanks to Watson Elementary for Watson Lane Elementary for having us on this morning. They had their little morning announcements and they invited us on via, Zoom to join them. And so that was pretty fun.
That was really, really sweet. However, technical difficulties, I heard like the very beginning and then the very end and I heard nothing in between. So I just kind of stood there and was trying to nod like I know
smiled,
what's going on, but I was hearing nothing.
Smiled and waved. So.
Smile and wave, everybody.
Yep, absolutely. All right. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up with the podcast. It's audio on demand right there. WDJX.com. Click listen and group therapy. It was very split and very like intense emotions on both sides.
Oh yeah, there was the side of suck it up, buttercup, go get a better car, or don't move somewhere closer to your work. Or there was
your boss should be fired. Yeah, exactly. Your boss should be fired.
So, drastically different ends of the spectrum there.
Yeah, but that's kind of what group therapy is all about, especially if you want, you know, an opinion or a thought about your situation from an unbiased source or someone who has experience that can help you, you know, direct in the way to respond, then, you know, that's why we're here. That's why we do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you can catch up on that and what you missed at WDJX.com. Click listen. Okie doke. Anything else from you?
That's it. Yeah. I think, yeah, if it sounds like there is a cow pasture nearby, that's my dogs. Listen, the fun part for me is every day I get to sit down and I get to put the podcast up. So I'm going through and kind of re-listening to the show. And it's fun because I hear the dogs many times behind a lot of what we're saying.
Yeah, just kind of that white noise snore that they do. So,
and if you hear it too, that's what it is.
All right.
There you go.
All right.
So listen for it, the podcast.
On National Disc Jockey Day, I will say, Happy National DJ Day to you, Kelly.
Right back at you.
All right.